taught music. And so just in front of there was a Mr. I.M. the surveyor of Searcy. And my grandfather was a legal advisor for it, because it was a federal, belonged to the federal then, not to the...
Oh, the federal government?
It was a federal state, Searcy was, at that time. He came in 1854. Down to West Point.
Oh, he did. That's when
he came. He went to West Point. His mother was there, and then he came to Searcy. And that's where he lived after that. He never, and then he was commissioner to New Orleans from Arkansas at that fair. He was just in about everything. And that's the reason I just love to talk about him, because I knew he was the smartest man. You couldn't ask him any of these quiz questions that go on television that he couldn't answer them. He read a lot. He took all kinds of papers. The Democrat from St. Louis was a Republican paper, and the Republic was a Democrat paper from St. Louis. Well, he took both of those. And he read, and he would go to bed with the chickens. And he'd get up about 3 o'clock in the morning and read until day. And then in the summertime, turkey was his hobby, growing turkeys. So he had some coops made, and the hen put in there, and the turkeys in the garden, where he'd work around in the garden, getting his exercise before he went to work. And that's what he did till they got up and got the breakfast. And then he went off to work. And he had one of these Scotch caps, you know, checked with a ribbon down. And when it was wintertime, he always wore that. And he was afraid that the children at school would make fun of him. And he said they never said one word about it, anything. So he wore it all the time. And all those things were burned, which that grieved us to death when our house burned, because he had his uniform and everything. He was a four-star general.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was a four-star general. And he...
During the Civil War.
Yeah. And one company was mustered out in his bedroom down there.
Down at
McCrae Field. Yeah. And so when the people would, during the war, and when they'd think that he would be home, the northern people, why, they, of course, just hung around that place. And so they'd go in there, and Grandmama said if they had sugar and salt and anything around, they'd take it all and mix it. Take what they wanted and then mix all the rest of it. You know, they used to get them in barrels instead of in sacks like you do.
Yeah, and I have some questions about that later.
And that's what they did, and they had a great big barrel of flour, and also of meal. We had, and then of course we raised our own, we had our own cows, and we had a farm with all kinds of vegetables. And then had a big smokehouse, and in there was a great big great big thing. And it was full of cottonseed, not the seed, not the hull.
Oh.
And so that's why they put the fruit. That